The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast. Joining us on tonight's show from way out west, the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, is Charlie Smith. Charlie, how are you doing tonight, and where can the fans find you on Twitter/X?
Doing great. No complaints. Smith_MLB. Cross me up there. So if you're looking for me, Smith_MLB on Twitter/X if you want to find me in chat.
Wonderful. Also joining us tonight on this episode is Terry Cushman from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Terry, how are you doing tonight, and where can the fans find you?
I am doing splendid. It's totally legit or calling the cops, so got the phone nearby. I threatened to call the SWAT team on one of them, but I can be found at CushmanMLB. The Bastards account is at Bastards_Boston on Facebook. Terry Talks Sox, and our ever evolving YouTube channel has had some interesting changes this week. Won't get into all of them on this episode like I did the previous one, but go check out what they're doing over there. It's a totally different crew. It's not even us. So check them out.
Lot to follow, lot to keep up. But yes, Terry, as you mentioned, this episode is the Totally Legit or Calling the Cops episode. So kicking it off, the first one that we are going to discuss is, will the Red Sox be under 500 for the month of May? Not the overall record at the end of the month, but just for games played within the month of May, will they be under 500? Charlie, is this totally legit or are you calling the cops?
No, it's totally legit here. You get to face Baltimore, not happy about that. You're facing Atlanta. You know, that's brutal. We started the first two series off against San Fran and Minnesota. They're 2-3 so far. You just have ugly matchups and ugly series, and players are coming back from injury. We're still not sure how they're going to do, and it might take one or two starts before they're really back into the swing of things, because when you're rehabbing, you're not facing major league talent. I don't think that the Red Sox are going to finish the month of May at or above 500, so it's totally legit under 500 for me.
Terry, what are your thoughts?
I think it's totally legit as well that the Red Sox will finish under 500. The only easy matchup we have is next weekend, the one we'll cover next, the Washington Nationals, and that'll be at home at Fenway. And I was kind of looking through their stats earlier. They're a little bit less than middle of the pack, so that should be a series the Red Sox take 2 out of 3. I know Tampa's not having a good year, but so far anyway, but I think they are going to view the Red Sox as a get-right team for them. We got 7 games against them. I just don't see May being a good month, and I think April was the easiest of the entire season based on who we played. So not only do I think we're going to be less than 500 for the month, I think the actual record for the team will be under 500. By the time we get to the end of May. So we'll see.
That is a bummer, Terry. I'm actually going to have to borrow your phone here because I'm going to call the cops. I think the Red Sox are going to be over 500 in the month of May. And really, it comes down to that bulk of the schedule that you just discussed, right? We have 7 games against the Rays, 4 of which are at home, sandwiched in between a 3-game set of the Nationals and a 3-game set of the Cardinals. you got to get a lot of wins there. I know Minnesota just went on a 12-game win streak. That's a little bit unrealistic to be able to pull off 10 games in a row there. But, you know, a 7-3 or 8-2 homestand plus the Cardinal series, I think, really puts this team in a great position. We're 2-3 on the month so far, having split the two games with the Giants and then losing the Twins series. But there are some opportunities for games to be won. I know Detroit is at the back end of the month. They've had a hot start, but if you get the pitching matchups correct, you know, you could win a game or two here against Baltimore, a game or two here against the Brewers, and suddenly it's not looking so difficult to end the month over 500. So I am calling the cops. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful, as always. I think the Red Sox end the month above 500. Terry, you have something you wanted to add?
So every team except Tampa has either 500 or better record. And the reason why I had to say 500 or better is because the Nationals are at 500 right now, 17-17. Tampa Bay is the only team with a losing record. And guess what? They're only under 500 by one game. So it's a tough month. And I mean, if the Red Sox come out of it with, you know, a winning record for the month, more power to them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is one of those make it or break it months, right? It is going to be testing the team to see what they are made of, you know, what their metal is. Are they going to be able to hang for the long haul? Because it is a long season. But we will check back in on this in a couple of weeks, see how the team is doing, see how our predictions are doing. The next totally legit or calling the cops one we had is Tyler O'Neill will lead the club with home runs in the month of May alone, like he did in the month of April. Charlie, over to you.
Well, you know, I hope Terry's sitting down because he's got a smile on his face and he's expecting me to say yes, but I'm going to surprise him very little on this take. I think he's also going to lead the month of May. We got a lot of home games for the first half of the month, so I'm hoping he can get maybe two or three. Laugh it up, Terry. I just don't know who could supplant him, who could try to take over and get more home runs than him right now. Maybe it's Connor Wong. Maybe Jaren Duran surprises us. Maybe Willy Abreu surprises us. Maybe it's someone we haven't even talked about really in the past couple of shows. But we do have a couple of home series. Washington, not really a great team. Tampa Bay, depending on the series, depending on who you got, not really the most electric starters week in and week out. Although this particular series could potentially be bad. I just think that he's got everything going for him right now, and he just has a nice fluid swing. He's had more no doubters than anybody else on this team. So I think that it's totally legit. Tyler O'Neill leads the team in home runs in the month of May and is still leading the team in home runs by the end of May as well.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Well, first of all, I'm calling the cops. This was where I said I'd call the SWAT team. So we're 5 days through the month of May. How many home runs do you think the whole team has hit collectively? Cody says one. Charlie got it. Two home runs, Seydon Rafaela and Rafi Devers. And I think Rafaela's came today, if I'm not mistaken. We always
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. It came today. The game was already won, and he hit a two-run swatter.
Yeah.
And that was it. Yeah.
Which makes sense because I'm calling the SWAT team. But the guy I think that's going to hit the most home runs in the month of May, Charlie didn't even mention him. You mentioned Duran, Wong, one or two other guys. I think it's going to be Devers. I think Rafi Devers is going to lead the Red Sox in the month of May. I think he's finding that swing, and he won't put up double-digit home runs, but I bet you he'll get to 7 or 8 and lead the team for the month.
I think it's totally legit that Tyler O'Neill is going to lead the team with home runs yet again. And I think it's just a couple of points and a couple of reasons. I think Devers is obviously a great candidate. He is a little bit more relaxed at the plate. He's slowing things down. I love Devers' approach at the plate. More recently, he's a little bit more patient, picking his pitches. Obviously he leads the MLB in golfed home runs, but O'Neill has, as you mentioned, a lot of home games against some pretty sorry pitching staffs, right? You get the Tigers, you get the Rays, the Nationals, all at home, right? So those are going to be his opportunities to stack a couple of dingers up in a row. Not to mention, he likes to be aggressive early in the game, early in the counts, while pitchers are still finding their mojo, still finding their groove, still finding their rhythm. And he has the opportunity to hop on, a sitting fastball or maybe a spinner, for lack of better terms. And that's why we're starting to see so many of those home runs be solo shots. So for me, it wouldn't be surprising. I would love to be wrong, because that means either O'Neill and Devers are producing, or somebody else is producing at a high clip, and that this offense would theoretically be rolling. Anything else? Yes, Terry.
Tyler O'Neill is leading the team in one category, though. Any guesses?
Home runs, baby. Home runs is what he's leading.
I mean, at the moment in May.
Strikeouts. He's tied.
I'm showing 8 here on the MLB site.
Oh, I thought he was tied. Wait. You're talking about MLB site, or you're talking about just team?
What's the Red Sox MLB site? Yeah.
Crap, he's lead. Okay. Well, a couple of sombreros will do that to you,
Devers and Abreu are only one behind him, but leading the team in strikeouts, hitting 188 on the month. So I don't know. Maybe you guys will be right, but I called the cops.
Cinco de Mayo. I just want everyone to remember that if we have to have a repeat performance of us getting that one right. Remember that, folks. 5-5.
All righty. Expanding the scope of predictions a little bit, Charlie, do you think it's totally legit, or are you calling the cops on Cooper Criswell making 12 starts through the remainder of the season? He already has 3.
3. He needs 9 more starts in the next 130 games. I can see that being legit. I see that being totally legit, actually, because there's going to be a couple other blips on the radar. Pivetta's been injured once. It's very possible that Bayo or him get injured again. Maybe they come back a little bit too soon. I'm hoping that the longevity piece is there, but Whitlock is good for a couple of IL stints. And if he's good for a couple of IL stints, that's going to open up a lot of doors for people to fill in and kind of be that stopgap guy for 2-3 starts or longer. It depends on how bad an injury. Again, knocking on wood, not hoping that any of our guys go down, but I absolutely think that 9 more starts before the end of the year is possible for sure. Yeah, totally legit.
Terry?
I'm just thinking about it one last time. I'm going to say it's totally legit as well. I mean, guys get injured, as Charlie said. There's also a scenario where if perhaps Nick Pivetta gets traded, if the Red Sox are going to be sellers, I think Nick Pivetta gets moved because it's his walk year. And if he's pitching well, let's say in June and July, I think you probably do net a decent prospect, one decent prospect and a mid-level type guy for Pivetta. The other thing too, I don't think any of us are sold that Garrett Whitlock will definitely stay in the rotation. So I think there's plenty of avenues there for Criswell to make 9 more starts over the next 5 months.
When you put it like that way, it's very difficult to say I want to call the cops, because I think this is totally legit as well. 9 starts is not that many, whether it be an extra day of rest for a guy in the rotation, a spot start here and there, or picking up the slack for an injury or a trade. He seems to be the next guy up. He seems to be very comfortable in the role that he has. Cora seems to be comfortable rolling him out there in the current rotation. So for me, I think it is very feasible that he makes 9 more starts through the remainder of this season. We're only a month in, so I am calling this totally legit. Terry.
Who do we think's going to lead the team for the year? You got Houck, who's never pitched a full season, and perhaps Bayo. I think he could stay healthy the rest of the year. I'm cautiously optimistic that he will, but outside of that, I don't know who else it would be.
I think Crawford's going to lead this team in starts.
Oh, true. Yeah. Brain fart on my part.
Shoot, man. I think it's going to end up being, you know, I'm going to stick to my gut. I hear what you're saying with Crawford. I respect the pick, but I'm going to go Hauk. I think that Hauk will end up being the guy that ends up leading the team with starts. I know it sounds crazy,
I would love to be Hauk.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy if I'm wrong, and I'm happy if I'm right, because if it's either Hauk or Crawford, I'm not upset. You know, both of them are great options, great picks. I don't know. Terry, who do you have for that?
I'll go with Crawford as well. I just kind of spaced it.
I'm cool being the lone soldier here. I'm cool being lone 1-2 on that one. You know, they're both great.
If it's Tanner Houck, though, I mean, that's extremely encouraging, you know, that he finally did it, and it happened to come in a season where he wasn't just eating innings. He was, you know, he was essentially your ace. So I would love to see that.
Time will tell to see which one will be right. Another fun nugget for us to monitor throughout the remainder of the season. I believe Charlie is jotting that down for us to check back in on later. The final totally legit or calling the cops that we have for tonight is another May prediction. Do you believe that Willier Abreu will lead the team with RBIs in the month of May? In RBIs, excuse me, Charlie.
And for a point of clarity, we're talking about just the month of May. We're not talking about the season, correct? Just correct. Yeah. Everything, just the
RBIs
single month of May.
That are tallied within the month of May alone.
Man. I think it's possible that he could do it. I don't want to say I'd poo-poo it and say, no, he can't do it. Again, if this is a fun one too. And I'm going to preface it by saying that, because if he gets it, great. If he doesn't, somebody else does it, great. I'm sure he's going to be pretty darn close to being the top guy if he doesn't get the top spot. If Devers is really back to being at 100% or close to it, I expect Devers to get more opportunities depending on who's at the bottom of the lineup than Willier Abreu. Man, this is a really good question, Cody. Just to make things interesting, while I won't be upset if it's Devers because I feel like that's the obvious choice, I'm going to just say it's totally legit and Willier Abreu takes a step up in the month of May and he can light it up and lead the team, because that would be exciting to see for the young guy, especially after, you know, a pretty exciting month that he's had. So, yeah, sure. Pen me down and I'm cool if I'm wrong for that one, but totally legit, Abreu leads the team in May.
Terry.
I am going to call the cops. I think Devers is going to be the guy that really puts this team on his back in the month of May. I think he's going to lead the team in home runs. I also think he'll probably lead the team with runs driven in. If it ends up being Abreu, however, that would excite me as much as anything. I'm a big Duran guy, but I've become a really big Abreu guy as well. So I'm gonna call the cops, but I'm not rooting against it. I just think Devers right now is about to hit a really good stride.
Look at this program sowing some positivity into the projections, right? Charlie, I think, did a really good job of feathering the gap between, hey, if Abreu does it, that's great. And if it's another guy, even better, because that means hopefully the whole team is doing well. Month to date, Abreu has one RBI. And Terry, I think you're right. So I think I'm going to call the cops as well. I don't think Abreu is going to lead the team in RBIs for the month of May. Devers is my pick too. Even though I have O'Neill leading the team in home runs, I think Devers is finally shaking off that shoulder or arm injury that was bugging him at the beginning, as well as that knee kind of impingement that he was dealing with. He's looking a lot more comfortable, both offensively and defensively. And he's starting to contribute both in singles as well as extra base hits. It's not all going to come by the way of the home run. So for me, it is going to be a call the cops on Willier Abreu leading the team in RBIs for the month of May. Terry, was there something else that you wanted to add?
I've got a bonus one.
Lay it on us.
I'm trying to think of a good way to frame it here. Alex Verdugo will end 2024 with a higher batting average and more runs driven in than Aaron Judge. Now, let me just go through those numbers. Judge batting right now, 209, off to the worst start of his career. Alex Verdugo hitting 270. Their on base is actually, not that we're counting that in this, but Verdugo has a 364 on base. Judge has a 340 on base. So Judge does have six more runs driven in at 19. So I'm saying, is it totally legit or are you calling the cops that Verdugo will lead batting average and runs driven in over Aaron Judge by the end of the year?
Absolutely calling the cops, your SWAT team. Hypothetically speaking, if we have anybody that knows anybody in the CIA or FBI or anything like that, they're all getting called. There's zero chance that Alex Verdugo is going to lead the team in RBIs. Terry, what are you drinking?
No, just more than Aaron Judge.
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. No, no. And if I'm wrong, I will eat crow and apologize to you, and a special video episode, which you can post if I'm wrong. Do I think he'll have a higher batting average? Yeah. Do I think he's going to have more RBIs? No. Because Judge is going to have 30-plus home runs. You know there's going to be an average of one or two guys on base each time he hits one of those dingers. That's already going to be more RBIs than Verdugo right there. So, no. I think that Judge, even if he goes 30 homers, 75 RBIs, that's going to be more than Verdugo.
The real crux of this is the RBIs, unfortunately. I'm going to call the cops as well. The average, I think, is a given. Judge has been remarkably healthy the last couple of seasons, hasn't had a long IL stint. But, you know, the frustrations are kind of boiling over and mounting. He got tossed for the first time in his career this weekend. He's starting to get, you know, those prototypical bad strike zones kind of framed against him. But as Charlie mentioned, he does a lot of damage when there's runners on base. He gets a lot of home runs to right field in Yankee Stadium. Not to mention, you know, the outfield there is massive for him to put the ball in play. Verdugo, while a productive batter, isn't necessarily your go out and get it RBI stakes kind of guy. If this was an average and runs, I think, you know, you could have an argument that Verdugo could lead the category in both, but I don't see Verdugo putting up enough RBIs to top Aaron Judge unless Aaron Judge goes on the injured list for a prolonged period of time. So I will be calling the cops on this one.
I think Aaron Judge will go on the injured list for a period of 4 to 6 weeks at some point. So because of that, and Verdugo's in a contract year, I'm going to say it's totally legit. I think this could be the year it happens. You're on mute, Cody.
Sorry, my mouse is a little click happy at times. Would be a very fun storyline to watch if Verdugo is outpacing Judge in terms of RBIs, because that means that the New York Yankees season is not going according to plan.
Which, not, you know, even close.
Objectively, we'll call it, would be very fun to monitor.
I'm just wondering what the where are they putting Verdugo in that lineup? I can't find it. Is he at the top of it or?
Look right now.
Yeah, you looking as well? I can't. Box score. Here we go. This will tell me. So today, oh, he's hitting in the middle of the lineup. Yeah, he could do it.
Sitting after Stanton. Woof.
I had him after Soto today, batting fifth.
Oh, the one I'm looking at was New York. New York won 5-2 in 8 innings, and he batted fifth. It went Volpe, Soto, Judge, Stanton, Verdugo.
Yeah. We're looking
at the same box score?
Yeah. Yeah, he batted fifth. Let's see where he batted yesterday.
Wow,
he batted eighth yesterday. So, I don't know.
Depends on the situation.
I think if he's in the middle to lower part of it, he should have traffic in front of him to do it. So, we'll see. If this weather heats up, I could see him hitting the most home runs of his career in that ballpark. So, Judge is just off to a terrible start. Apparently,
that's all it is.
People are trading him and shopping him in their fantasy leagues. It's crazy.
Well, you buried the lead on that one.
yeah, for sure.
He has played in all 35 games and leads the league in strikeouts with 43, so a little over one a game.
Woof.
And my guy never strikes out. Doogie.
Indeed not. Anything else that you gentlemen would like to mention in this episode of Totally Legit or Calling the Cops? Nope. We will wrap there. Everybody have a great day and take care.